I have Chandrasekhar ji here, who will be speaking about the Sahasralingachana that he has performed last week and also several times before. So let's have a discussion with him, but before that, let's listen to this stotram.
दिगंत संतति प्रमोदमान मानसे कृपा कटाक्ष धोरणे निरुद्ध दुर्धरापति पचित दिगंबरे मनो विनोद मेतु वस्तुनी जटा भुजंग पिंगल सुरमणि प्रभातंग कुंकुम प्रलिप्त दिग्वधूमुखे मदांध सिंदूर
You just heard a part of the Shivatandava Stotram by one of the greatest devotees of Lord Shiva, that is Ravana, while we hear the great song from the great devotee, we have another great devotee of Shiva with us, Lord Shiva with us, and that is Sri Chandrasekhar Bodapati. Sri Chandrasekhar ji is by profession a solutions architect in a corporate world here in Verizon, but his passion is and his devotion to Lord Shiva led him to do several works related to Rudrabhishekams, Sahasralingarchanas, Rudra Homams, Rudra Adhyayis, and several others. His website is shamboshankara.com. But before we get to that, one of the critical things, the main things that he has done is Sahasralingarchana. He has not done it once, but he has done it several times. I think it is 4 times, but I'll get the actual number from him very soon. Let's learn more about what Sahasralingarchana and all those things are. So, Chandrasekhar ji, namaste, and thank you, welcome to come to our namaste program.
Namaste, sir. Om namah shambhave cha mayo bhave cha namah shankaraya cha mayaskaraya cha namah shivaya cha shivataraya cha shambho shankaram hara hara mahadeva. I am very much happy to be part of this Sanatana Dharma program conducted by this radio station, and I am my great thanks to this Sanatana Dharma Foundation. And first of all, before we talk about this program, we have to understand what is Sahasralingarchana. And Sahasralingarchana, the name itself tells us that it is, we are worshipping 1,000 Shivas. What is that? Sahasralingarchana is a great puja that is performed to Lord Shiva. And the greatness in this is we have to make 1,116 Shivalingas called Mrittikalingas, means made out of clay. We make these Shivalingas, Sahasralingas, and then lay out in the form of Kailasa Prasthara. Kailasa Prasthara means it's basically adobe of Lord Shiva. Okay? And then we worship the Lord Shiva. Basically, it's a unique ritual that is performed to Lord Shiva by building Kailasa Prasthara with 1,116 Mrittika Shivalingas arranged in 16 Avaranas. It's called Shodasha Avarana. And invoking Lord Shiva's energy in each of these Shivalingas by chanting the name of that respective Devata Murti. The Lord Shiva in this context is worshipped as Sri Umapadhyeshwara Swami, and he blesses the devotees with prosperity, spiritual bliss, moksha, and Sivasannidhya. In this program, we would like to know how this takes place and what are the different components or parts involved in this one. There are the parts like Srushti. This is how I define myself. You know, this is Kalpa. The Kalpa has all the ritual related activity, mantras and everything. There is a Kalpa for this. This Kalpa means a book that describes this entire religious Vedic ritual. But I myself felt, you know, this is good to define and make it easy to understand for all of our listeners. I divided this program as Srushti, Sthiti, Archanam, Abhishekam, Homam, Anandam and Layam. So, let us go through one by one in that. Srushti. Srushti means making. We make something. What do we make? With the help of a great satsang we have in the name of Bhagavat Smaran Group, which is started like 10 years back. We all, as a friends, you know, make all Mrittika Shivalingas, like 1116 Shivalingas. And before we make that Shivalingas, there the religious, the Vedic book describes there are some essential items. If you mix the clay with these respective items, you will get different benefits out of that. I'll just illustrate them. Like we mix lot of stuff like clay, kasturi, srigandham, and sugar, rice flour, turmeric, ghee, red sandalwood, and iron powder, and sesame seeds. So these, all of these, each one has different benefits or different meanings. Why do we put all of them? Okay, the, out of these, like when we put kasturi, we get a lot of riches. And when we put srigandham, you get good health. And when you put sugar in the mrittika and make shivalingas, you will become a good orator, and you get good skills of a speaker and an orator. And the rice flour indicates you get children. And turmeric, it gives beauty, wealth, and prosperity. Ghee has a meaning that it gives good health. Red sandalwood is also for giving good health. And iron powder, it says Shatru Vinashanam, means you will never have any enemies. And sesame seeds will give a good relief from all sorts of problems and issues you have, and things like that. So these are the important components, that items we put in when you make the Shivalingas. Then let us move on to Sthiti. The Sthiti program is basically preparing or creating Kailasa Prasthara with 1116 Shivalingas. What do we need to know about this Kailasa Prasthara? When you generally go to a temple and you see Bhagavan, like you have like Lakshmi Devi, Shiva and Ganapati, you have one idol and you pray and then offer your offerings and then come back. But now, this is so unique ritual, I told you. This is very unique ritual. And in the name of Umapadhyeshwara Swami, we are going to invite Umapadhyeshwara Swami into our house. Not only just their couple, we are requesting him or bringing the entire Kailasam into our house or into our puja premises. The beauty here is Lord Shiva, called Umapadhyeshwara Swami with Uma Devi, he is going to come up with all Devata Gana. Okay, it is said in Mahapuranas, Kailasam is made out of 16 Avaranas. So you have 16 areas or 16 sorts of places, which is it's constructed with 16 Avaranas. Okay, and we are going to put all these 1116 Shivalingas in exactly, we depict the way the Kailasam is there, but it's going to be in front of us. And this is very, very unique opportunity for all the devotees to be blessed, to really see and witness this, how Kailasam looks. And when we offer with the bhakti, there is no doubt that your offerings and your requests will definitely be taken by Lord Shiva, and then he is going to bless all of us. When I talk about this sthiti, I would like to give a quick list of what are these 16 avaranas. To get more in detail, you know, because of time, I would like to just give a glimpse of what are these 16 avaranas. If you are more interested and if you want to know more about this, please visit www.shambhoshankara.com. shambhoshankara.com. You can have more details. I'll talk about that one later. But now, in the process of sthiti, we are going to prepare the Kailasa Prasthara that contains 16 avaranas. The first avarana is going to be Ashtadik Palakas. The second one is Dvadasa Adityas. And third one is Trishulas. Fourth one is Tandameshwaras. Fifth one is Ashtabhetalas. Sixth one is Chaturvedas. Seven, Shodasa Dwarapalakas. Eighth one is Patni Sameta Ashtamurtis. And the ninth one, Avarana, is Pancha Brahmas. And the tenth Avarana is Saptakshu Ashtashtavasul. And 11th one is Navagraha. See, now you are trying to imagine yourself that you are not leaving anything in Kailasam. And the 12th Avarana is 7 Parvatas, 7 Rivers, 7 Rishis, Saptarishis, and 7 Sagaras, 7 Oceans. And the 13th Avarana is Shat Tarakalingas. And the 14th one is Ganga and Parvati Devi. The 15th one is Ekadasha Rudras. The last Avarana is containing Dakshinamurti, who is the god of Dharana Shakti and memory and recitation power. And next one you have Chandishwara, Chitragupta, Chitra, Yama, Ganapati, and Mahalinga Prastara, Mahalingam. And last one is Chandrakala. You know that the moon is on the top of Lord Shiva. So it's called Chandrakala. So, in the process of sthiti, we are putting all these 1116 Shivalingas in the form of Kailasa Prasthara. So imagine how blessed you are if you are sitting in front of that Kailasa Prasthara and watching and visiting all of these Devatagana in front of you and then praying and worshipping them with devotion and bhakti. There is no doubt that you will really feel the Brahmananda stage when you do the worship in that environment. You will be really be greatly thankful to be a part of that sort of environment. The next part is Archanam. And the Archana has, like, we have listed like Ganapati Puja and Mahanyasam. Mahanyasam means, in Telugu, it's called as Goppadaina Nyasam. So it's basically Suddhi. When you worship any god, you have to be very pure in the body and in the soul. So this Mahanyasam is defined a unique ritual in Vedas. It's the one which makes you suddhi to your body and the soul. You have like Atma Raksha and Seira Suddhi and Atma Suddhi. All these are ritually with mantras you will be cleaning your body. After that you will be doing the puja. The next one is Shodasa Avarana Puja, so where you are basically inviting each and every Rudra Swarupa into these Avaranas, and you will be worshipping the Rudra Swarupas in 16 Avaranas in the Kailasa Prasthara. That is the puja as a part of Archanam. And the next one is Ekadasavara Rudra Abhishekam, means you will be performing 11 times Rudra Abhishekam. Abhishekam, you all know, in India, we do in all Shiva temples. When you do the Rudra Abhisheka, you should have witnessed lot of juices and panchamrutas will be poured on the idol of Lord Shiva, the Shiva Lingam, and we worship in that style. So, let us take 1 minute of time to understand what is the significance of each and every juice we pour. We don't pour anything we want. There is a defined list of items and which has a great significance, and you can definitely retrieve the benefits when you do the Shiva's worship, when you worship Lord Shiva and do the Rudra Abhishekam with these items. First one is cow milk. It gives you happiness. Yogurt gives you wealth. Soft sugar gives the destruction of sorrows. Honey gives radiance. Sugar cane juice, it gives you wealth and money. And ashes, so vibhuti. Vibhuti gives you prosperity and removal of sins. Sandalwood water, it gives a birth of a male child in your family. Flower water, flower means here we have to consider, it's a white rose or any flower which is white in color, because Rudra likes them a lot. It gives you good real estate and wealth. And next one is sesame oil. It gives avoiding accidents. Rudraksha water gives supreme wealth. Grape juice gives you success in daily activities. Dates juice gives destruction of enemies. Mango juice gives reduction of terminal diseases. Annadanam is increased longevity, comfortable life, and also moksha. So these are the items which we use to do the Rudrabhisheka. When you perform the Rudrabhisheka using these items, you will be very much happy, and you can definitely attain your spiritual goals. So this is the part of Archanam. And next comes Abhishekam, as I discussed. This is Rudrabhishekam. And then comes Homam. Homam is, as it is depicted, as a great form of ritual, which in which it's basically, I can say, I don't want to put on my own words, but I'll tell whatever I have listened and heard from my gurus. And Homam is such a great Vedic ritual that gives you the shortest path to reach the God. And it's not possible for everybody, but you know, done in a proper way, there is no doubt your ahutis, your whatever puja stuff you give to Lord is directly reaching the God. And at the end, the Agni Deva will take everything and give to the God, and finally your blessings will be transmitted back and given back to you through that Homa Prakriya. And this Homa Prakriya is the small list we do. Shatpatram, and then Namaka Chamaka Sri Sukta, Purusha Sukta, Manya Sukta, Rudra Homam. We do Homam with all of these Suktams, and then we perform Jayadi Homas, and finally we do Purnahuti. You should have witnessed Purnahuti is a conclusion part of the Homam, and in that Homam we put a big pack of lot of Ayurvedic medicinal plants, dry plant stuff, and lot of Navaratnas and gold, copper, and you know, pearls. All of these we offer to Lord in the form of Homam. And that is said, after the Homam we also do something called as in the Purnahuti, when you do all, when you give all of this, God will be very happy, and then He gives you He blesses you with your wishes. And the good thing, after all of this Rudra Homa, we do Mahaprasadam and Anudanam. So these are the different parts we have, and finally we don't want to miss the Anandam part. Anandam, what is it? I defined it on my own. Basically, you know, this is a unique ritual, as I said. Lot of people, it's not done by one single man. Do you think I can make all of these 1,116 Shivalingas on my own and then do the puja myself at my home? I cannot. So this is basically a group effort. It's not possible by one single person. In that group effort, so we bring in like our Bhagavat Smaran group, and that's all I have done. It's okay. And you can do it on your own with your own group of friends, and then all of devotees can accumulate together and then make all of these Rudra Swarupas, 1,116 Shivalingas, with lot of devotion, bhakti, bhajana, and song programs, while you do all of this Shivalingas, you can have a nice satsangam in your home or in your place, and making big garlands, and children making garlands, and then putting lot of rangoli in the premises, and it's a big festival going on. So that is all anandam. I also define my part of anandam is Kailasa Prastaram. Sitting in front of the Kailasa Prastaram is like as with life, normally when you reach your extreme and extreme edge of your puja or ritual, spiritual goals and spiritual path, you will be reaching the moksha, and then you are said you will reach Sivasanidhyam. So when you reach the Sivasanidhyam, it is said that you will be in front of Shiva, in the presence of Shiva at all the life and throughout after you at the end of the life. So but now this is a great opportunity to really visualize all that Kailasa Prastara, not only our Talli, Amma, Umadevi and Pardiveshwara Swami. Along with him, we are having all Devata Ganas, 1116 Devata Ganas sitting in front of you. And you will be sitting in that premises. And imagine, you are so lucky, and it's very, I tell you, once in a lifetime opportunity, I believe, that one could get to be a part of this sort of great Vedic ritual. And the good thing is, we all join as a part of this one, as with Sakutumbam, means with all family we do this one. And finally, we also have Rudram group, and it is constituted, and he is basically our Sriman, Sri Krishnamurti ji. Just recently he had a talk with all of you. He tried to group all the Rudradhyayis, means the people who knows Rudram, the chanters of Rudram. It's a really great opportunity. Given an opportunity, please, I request all the listeners to put your effort in the process of this Sanatana Dharma program. I believe every day we spend lot of money, lot of time and everything. But at least if we can spend 10 minutes of time to learn something and to worship the God, you will be getting the ultimate happiness. Money gives half of it. The rest of it is like ultimate happiness. You cannot count on it. So worshipping any God, okay, on my behalf, Rudram, learning Rudram is one thing. If you all can learn Rudram and be part of this Dallas Rudram group, you will be very much blessed, and you will also be very happy. First of all, your entire family, and you don't need to look after anything. Lord Rudra will help you at every moment to reach your goals, and he will be helping you every moment to bring up your children, doing education and jobs and everything you want. That is what my personal experience. And next one is, in this part of Anandam, Mahaprasadam, lot of devotees bring the Mahaprasadam by making it with Rudra, Shiva. Every time by chanting Rudra name and worshipping the God, they prepare Mahaprasadam and bring it to the place so everybody can enjoy it. And next one is, after all this Rudra Abhishekam and Homam, everything is done, after Mahaprasadam, we still have some more time in the evening. We do Rudra Bhajans, we do Shiva Bhajans, and we all be part of that Bhajans. And after we do that, finally comes the Layam program. The Layam is basically, after you are done with your puja, we want to put all of these items like Nirmalyam, all puja petals and flowers and everything, and also Tirtha Jalam. So when all the people do this 11 times Rudra Abhishekam, you get a lot of juices. And we take the Tirtham, enjoy the fruits of the puja, and then when we have a lot of stuff and we collect all of that, and also we take all these 1116 Mrittika Lingas and assemble all together, and then all of us go as a small parade to the nearby lake, and we do this Nimarjanam, means we put all of them in that lake, and then say I don't want to say goodbye, but that is it's a Lion program. We do the Nimarjanam. So honestly, I tell you, I have been doing this program from last 4 years, and every time I do this Sahasralingarchana, and the last moment is the one which I don't like, putting Shiva back into the waters. So then I really feel sometimes I'm more sentimentally attached to that. And then because lot of our Bhagavat Smaran devotees make every Shivalinga with hand and they put every effort they can to make these Shivalingas, and finally we all put in water. So that is the thing, but you know, it has to happen. You cannot, you know, if you put in your home, it may be D-shaped, and that doesn't look good. So basically, this is the part and the process involved in Sahasralingarchana program. And I thank you very much for your...
That's fine. Listeners, you are listening to Namaste program brought to you by Sanatana Dharma Foundation every Saturday morning between 8 and 10 a.m. Today we'll be extending it slightly beyond 10 a.m. And in this program, we have right now with us Chandrasekhar Bodapati ji. He is the one who has performed four of such Sahasralingarchanas. His explanation and the description of the Sahasralingarchana is so amazingly clear that, you know, I can visualize what exactly happens in each and every part. So, in light of the availability of time, Chandrasekhar ji, I know that you are performing one in the Kalisiddhi Hanuman Temple. Can you tell us more about that, what's happening, when it is, and how the listeners can participate in this?
Yeah. But recently, as I told you, I have done already four events in a year, this type of program. And you also have a great opportunity for all of you to be part of this great ritual, Vedic ritual. So it is now happening and it is available to you at Karisiddhi Hanuman Temple in Frisco. And this is happening next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Please mark your calendars. It's November 14th, next Saturday morning 8 a.m. And you want to know more details about it, you can be part of it by sponsoring whatever you want to do. And it's DallasHanuman.org. And this is one. And one more thing is, if by any chance if you guys miss this one, there is one more Laghu Sahasralingarchana Karyakramam in Sai Baba Temple in Irving at MacArthur and Rochelle Boulevard. And it's on November 16th, 2009 on Monday at 6 p.m. Okay, so there are two different opportunities you have, and I request all the Sanatana Dharma listeners to avail this great opportunity and be part of this great ritual and enjoy and get the worship Lord Shiva in the month of this auspicious month, Kartikam, and you get your wishes fulfilled and, you know, spiritual goals fulfilled.
Chandrasekhar ji, thank you very much. And listeners, as I mentioned, we will not be concluding our program at 10 o'clock. We'll be going beyond 10 o'clock because we have the topic of the day still, which we did not start, which is, which comes first? Is it the country or the religion? So before that, I have to thank Chandrasekhar ji. Chandrasekhar ji, this song is for you and also Lord Chandrasekhar himself.
Thank you, sir.
And thank you very much for being here. And we look forward. You are a source of great knowledge. I saw that when I just first asked the question. So there's a lot to learn from you, and I would like you to come back to this program.
Please.
And enlighten us, you know, tell us more what inspired you, and then, you know, what you plan to do, and then how people can participate, how people can learn. I'm sure we can all learn a lot. And listeners, considering the time limits, if you are not able to grasp everything, you can visit Chandrasekhar ji's website, that is shamboshankara.com, S-H-A-M-B-H-O-S-H-A-N-K-A-R-A, shamboshankara.com. And Chandrasekhar ji, thank you very much once again. Listeners, stay tuned, don't go away. I'm your host, Gopal, and we'll be having a very stimulating discussion after this.
Thank you.
Chandrasekharai. Chandrasekara, Chandrasekara, Nisha.
Swear.